Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a question about guy code, kind of girl code, a human code. I was in a predicament, and I want to know if I did the right thing or not.
Well, I'll catch you guys in a little bit.
You're a guy.
I know, but I have a kind of a reputation of breaking guy code. I will absolutely date your ex. That's one. That's a guy code.
So weird.
Mm. Yeah.
You want to be where someone else has been?
First off, I just want to take one quick second. Aaron, you don't get to judge me because you're dating somebody who you knew that, like, you...
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. And I just think
but
it can't...
But I didn't know him at... Does it matter? I wasn't friends with this person at the time.
No.
I met them 2 years later.
But you knew them before you started dating him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He used to date Slacker. Yeah.
Still kind of does.
It's kind of a whole... Yeah,
it's very confusing.
I'm just waiting for them to break up so I can jump back in there. I'm sorry, but I just think... I don't know that I'm allowed to comment on guy code, is all I'm saying.
Okay. But this has it doesn't have to do with dating.
Oh, well then yes. Okay.
Okay. All of that for nothing.
Yeah.
I was out to eat. I was at Culver's. Surprise, surprise. I was with my children. We went lovely day at Culver's. And I'm at the drink, the fountain machine, and I'm filling my drink. And these two guys came in. They're probably 20.
Okay.
Like they look young, but not quite high school, maybe like
not teens.
They're still pretty young. And they come up and they're filling their sodas up next to me, and the guy reeks. Now, he reeks
of
cologne.
Oh.
He has so much cologne on that it is like a wall when he comes, and I'm next to him, and I'm going, oh, man. And then I go and I sit down. He walks by the table, and there's a wall. You can just smell it as he's walking around the restaurant. He's got way too much cologne on.
I love you for calling Culver's a restaurant, by the way, but continue.
They bring you your food.
It's a little slower than
okay.
You think.
My apologies. I have
but
not
even
been.
Chick-fil-A sometimes does that now, too.
That's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not fast food, but
it's casual.
Pretty fast.
Yeah. Pretty snappy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's not fast casual, right? What's fast casual? Is that Chipotle when you like point?
I think also like Applebee's and stuff is considered fast casual.
Okay. Because
it's...
Anyway,
I've got grass. Yeah, yeah.
This is like you're on to something here. I want to hear what your thoughts are.
And I want to, as an elder
statesman,
I've reached unk status, right? Mm-hmm. I'm no longer cool.
Wait, okay. We're using unk now?
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna
keep derailing you, but like,
is in the right.
You, like,
unk? That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. I've never heard it before this moment.
Yeah. I used to think it stood for uncle.
It does, doesn't it?
No, it's uncool. Which, honestly,
same.
Yeah.
Once you're an uncle, you've lost your.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I wear it proudly. I've reached an age where I'm not trying. You know, I've got kids and stuff, but I feel like is it guy code? Am I supposed to pull this young man aside and say, "Listen, son, you reek"?
Let me ask you this: if it were, because I want to go through phases of this.
Okay.
He's with a dude, right?
Yes.
Unless that dude has long COVID or had some sort of tragic deviated septum nose accident, he should have told him, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever told one of your friends that, hey, man, you're laying that on a little thick?
That seems like something you don't do.
No, because I feel like if they're laying it on thick, I was too. Like, we didn't know any better. I go to my friend's house and you go, no, you got it. It's 20 squirts. And okay, 20. Oh. You're trying to learn through them, and no one wants to say, I don't know how to do that, because now you're lame or whatever, especially in front of your friends, right? So I feel like that guy probably is like, I got to start wearing more cologne.
I'm going to do
great.
One more tangent just to justify this kid's behavior. My son recently got a gift of cologne from a girl he's seeing.
Ooh.
And when he was leaving to go see her, I was like, well, but I was like, I'm going to let it slide because I think he's doing it intentionally to go like,
he's wearing it.
Yeah. Look how hard I hit it. I hit 40 squirts. Like it was like the wall you're describing. Uh-huh. This was like visible from space kind of wall. It was a lot.
Your eyes are watering.
Yeah, well, I was just like, nah, nah. But I let that one pass. As a father, I think if it's your son, like you're going to have to grab Leo by the like back of his shirt and go back upstairs, take another shower, and we'll teach you how to shoot it in the air and walk through it.
Yeah. Because
that is the way for a guy.
And here's
one squirt, walk through. One squirt.
Oh, no.
You can do two.
No, on your forearm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hit it.
No. I watched Dane squirt it under his shirt the other day.
Yeah.
Hello, for the record.
I'm sorry. I just didn't want that isolated.
That's
audio.
Getting isolated no matter what. We can pull that cologne part out, right?
I watched Dane like lift his shirt and like give a little spray under his shirt, and then it's like pretty subtle.
Yeah. Say lift his shirt.
No.
And give a little squirt. No. Say it like that because it rhymes. I want that whole thing again.
But what reminded me of this moment is when I was at an event with my wife recently. We were checking into a hotel, and there was like a wedding at the hotel too. And a lady in front of us, her tag is sticking out.
Mm.
And my wife, ladies,
yes.
Girl code is radically different than boy code.
She approaches her. She tucks it in. She kind of whispers.
She touched
in
her thing.
Whispers yes. in her ear. Yes. They kind of hug. It's like a whole moment where it's like, thank you. Yeah. Like this sisterhood. Like we're looking out for each other.
Yes.
And I feel like I can't.
Guy code is different.
I also don't think I would go up to a woman and be like, you smell way too much of perfume. I would just let
them.
But
you would the tag.
The tag for sure.
Or the toilet paper.
Yes.
Or like the skirts tucked into the underwear a little bit.
Anything that you can fix within 5 seconds, yes.
Yes.
The cologne you just can't fix. A perfume you can't fit. You'd have to like go, listen, girl, you're going to have to roll around on a skunk.
And there's some sort of saying about perfume and cologne where it's like, I don't remember what it is.
Listen to me. I do because someone did this to me.
What?
When I first got cologne, I don't wear cologne. You guys, I don't have because I was wearing it at a bar and a very beautiful woman walked up to me and she was like, do you know what rhymes with cologne? And I was like, what? She goes, alone.
Oh, no, that's not the saying I was thinking of.
Walked away from me and I was like,
that's a mean woman.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Beautiful women can be very mean.
It was, but really knocked it home for me. Like, I didn't. Like,
oh, no.
I think you should wear cologne.
The like, when Axe body spray came out, I was like,
should. You should, man.
You should.
Was this all a setup for this? This is the meanest way to tell me that I smell.
The saying I'm thinking of is something about like how it being subtle is actually more powerful than it being overwhelming.
Okay.
There's I don't remember.
Something that rhymes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what else rhymes?
Hmm.
I saw a guy pull out a shirt. Then he gave it a little squirt.
No!
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.